Aircheckdownloads.com.
The best 80s songs ever. This is all about the 80s. On Signal 2. Signal 2. Weeknights from 7. It's all about the 80s. On Signal 2.
I hope you had a good week. 10 past 7. It's all about the 80s. Tonight, Raymundo is at the company Christmas bash, which means that I'm kind of left in charge. So we've listened to piles and piles and piles of music, and we've picked out 3 hours of the best 80s classics for you. So far then, New Order, The Original of True Faith, King's Love and Pride, and when was the last time you heard this on the radio? The Amazing Hooters, and we danced on All About the 80s. If you can get to a DAB digital radio tonight, these songs will sound amazing. Def Leppard, title track from Hysteria from 1987. They brought out a live reworking to celebrate 30 years of this album, with amazing live versions of Pour Some Sugar on Me, and Animal, and Adrenalize. The band that we all thought was from America somewhere, until Joe Elliott started talking and we realised he was from Sheffield. What an amazing, amazing record. Karen's been on already. Bought this when she was 15 years old. Best record she's ever bought. Told us how old you are, Carol. Just gloss over that quickly. 65115 if you want to get in touch tonight. You can drop me a text. You can find me on the mobile app as well. Come and say hi. Pick a song. Ray is at the company Christmas Do, so Connor, who works on the show, and me have got a pipe of Pringles, a couple of bottles of Pepsi Max. We'll get through this together, kind of, with some Huey Lewis and the news on the way in a second, and something brilliant from Level 42 in the next 10 minutes as well.
Hi.
Playing nothing but the 80s. This is Signal 2. It's all about the 80s.
Signal 2. I know it's quite fashionable still to knock Simply Red, but they made some great records in the 80s, didn't they? There's the right thing on All About the 80s next week, by the way. Our classic album of the week will be Simply Red's Picture Book, which is just a fabulous album. The one that spawned Holding Back the Years and things like that. We'll do a track from that Monday night, about 10 past quarter past 8. Back to this evening, final track from Queen's, The Game, about 10 past 8 tonight. An amazing song to play for you. Meantime, I love that record. Spandau Ballet, I'll Fly For You. All About the 80s, 20 to 8. Hope you're okay tonight. Christine is multitasking, watching Top of the Pops on BBC 4. Who's doing it tonight? Is it Bruno? Bruno. And listening to the songs. It's 1988 tonight, which means you'll get Mistletoe and Wine from Cliff Richard on BBC 4 if you fancy, or you won't get it on here. I'll leave that to you. Daryl Hall, in the mid-80s, decided to go a little bit solo and leave John Oates behind. I have the song that kind of put him on the solo track in the next 10 minutes, and Red Box before, eh?
Roll up, roll up!
The best 80s songs ever. This is All About the 80s. On Signal 2.
He's the guy that ended up writing the music for High School Musical when it came out. Honestly, Robbie Neville, C'est la vie. It's all about the 80s. For Friday night, nearly 10 to 8, if you want to get in touch, you can drop me a text or you can message me via the mobile app. The mobile app, by the way, has had a bit of a spruce up. It looks great. It's not like it's one of those upgrades that sometimes happen where it looks like they've just moved everything about and you can't find anything that you need. You know, like going downstairs the day after the Christmas party and trying to find a cup to make a cup of coffee, and everyone has been in your house and moved all your furniture about and moved all the cupboards around so you can't. Exactly. It's not like that. It's brilliant. It is simple. Go and have a look and send me a message from it tonight. While you do that, a song that should have been a much, much bigger hit, because it's got amazing guitars, amazing drums, and it's got Daryl Hall on it. I bought this record when it came out, and I've still got it on 7-inch somewhere knocking around. I showed my 8-year-old daughter it months ago, and she went, "What's that?" Didn't make me feel old at all.
I saw you standing and I felt your rage.
Annie is working out what she's going to wear for the company Christmas bash tomorrow night. Tomorrow night? Bit tight. Loving this, Daryl Hall and Dreamtime on All About the 80s. Talking of Christmas Do, Raimondo is off tonight because he's at our company Christmas Do, so got some great songs to play for you after 8, including something you hadn't heard for yonks.
Christmas like you mean it.
On 1170 AM, DAB, and on your mobile, across Staffordshire and Cheshire, this is Signal 2.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, that's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Taking you back, the best 80s songs ever. It's All About the 80s on Signal 2.
Signal 2!
Dance all day! Wang Chung, Dance All Days. It was Voice of the Beehive before this. Tracy and Melissa Brin, who apparently used to buy all their clothes from thrift shops and bazaars when they were a thing back in the 80s. And they've all kind of gone very quiet. They're still doing little bits of music and more into writing movie soundtracks and being more behind the scenes these days. 8:08, Friday night. Thanks for sticking us on. And this is David Francis, All About the 80s till around about 10 o'clock with our final track from our feature album from Queen after this from the Pointer Sisters. Thanks for sticking us on tonight, by the way.
Look what you're doing to me.
I'm walking back home.
If you want to pick a song for the show tonight, go on, feel free. Raimondo is not here, so, while Uncle Ray's away, we'll just mess around and play. I mean, it doesn't really trip off the tongue, but you know what I'm saying. Pointer Sisters and Automatic, by the way. It's All About the 80s. What's the song that kind of defines the decade for you? Or better still, what album defines the 80s for you? Let me know. On the mobile app, or you can drop me a text. 65115. Meantime, let's get on with the final track from this week's featured album. Queen's The Game, the 8th album they brought out on the 30th of June 1980. It was the first Queen album to use a synthesizer and spawned hit after hit after hit, from Crazy Little Thing Called Love to Play the Game through to our final track this week. Another One Bites the Dust.
AirCheckDownloads.com.